So here we are in May of 2018. A lot of stuff going on, personally, publicly, privately, worldwide, globally. North Korea, South Korea, meeting for the first time in decades since the 50s. There's a lot of good things going on and a lot of fucked up things going on at the same time, which is just the dynamic of the human condition, you know. But I think definitely one of the things that really stood out over this last couple months, or, you know, even just this week, is that This Is America, which you probably heard at the beginning of this recording by Childish Gambino. If you have not seen this video, do yourself a favor and check it out. It's something you have to watch at least 3 times because there's just so much stuff going on in the background. And he's really capitalizing. I don't even say capitalizing. He's really... He understands how to put his message in the music without it sounding like he's standing on a soapbox. He does the same thing with the TV show Atlanta. It's great. It's great. It's always weird. It's always dramatic. It gives you a weird feel, which is kind of what Childish Gambino does. Donald Glover. He gives you a weird feel. He just hosted SNL. It was phenomenal. I'm a fan now. There's a lot of, I feel like a lot of people get stuck. You know, my mom used to call it stuck on stupid. My grandfather calls it spinning your wheels in the mud. But a lot of people, they just get stuck in a pattern, in a behavior, in a thought process. Most of us don't know how to deal with our emotions or cope with anything. You know, most of the people I grew up with, if somebody died, passed away, or there's some kind of jail sentencing or something, we all got over it by drinking a lot and smoking a bunch of weed, which is really not a good way to cope with anything. So I've been learning coping techniques, and most of us are damaged by our parents. 9 out of 10 times, whatever your issue is, comes from you being a kid and dealing with a certain issue with your parents. So what I've been learning and doing is kind of digging into myself and seeing myself as a little kid who was missing out on whatever that love was that I was missing out on, that understanding, that support. I go there and I be that for myself. If I have to, like, spend 25 minutes meditating, thinking about myself as an adult, talking to myself as a child, and giving that kid all the love that he needed, that's what we need to do. You have to get into that self-care mode, man. That's exactly what keeps you from going crazy. That's what keeps you from building up so many, you know, you just pile on negativity every day. And you need to process that shit. You got to defrag the computer, you know. Organize that hard drive. Reshuffle your files. It's getting crazy on this planet. I don't know what the fuck dudes are doing with these sex dolls. I don't even know. That shit is. And what's fucked up is they have these sex dolls. And with AI in them, they cook, they clean, you know, they don't talk back. They're completely programmable. It's a complete facade of what a man would like in a woman. I'm not seeing any male sex dolls out there getting a job so a wife can stay home, you know. And then women already compete so much with each other, and now men who feel like they're women on the inside are transforming into women and getting into that woman market as well. And then on top of that, now women have to compete with robots. It's like, damn, it's just a lot of competition for women out there, man. I mean, and what the fuck is going on in India, man? How come they keep raping all the women? That is like the rapiest country in the world. They need to do something about that shit, man. That shit is... I'm sorry, I digress. My birthday is May 21st. And it's like 2 weeks away going camping because I want to get away. I need to get away from the city. You need to get away from the city. You need to get away from people. You know, we all are misunderstanding who we are. You know, we all have a massive amounts of energy that streams from here to the next planet. They're all over the universe. Your energy's all over. And it's so overwhelming to be around a lot of people and a lot of energy. That's why concerts are so great. Go to a music concert and all those people, all that energy in there feels amazing. Now imagine that same energy, but in a negative form. And that's kind of where countries and states and cities are like. So you got to get away. You got to get into the negative ions. Go buy some running water. Go into some greenery. Breathe deeply. Meditate. I meditated on the beach about 2 weeks ago. Grounded my feet in the sand. And for the 2 days afterwards, I felt so good. Like, my body felt good. My mind felt good. I was so happy and at peace. And then it wears off because people shovel their shit on you. They, you know, nobody can help it. We all just, I don't want to say we're all victims, but we're all easily misled. We're all fragile. It's very interesting being a human being. We believe in so many things without any proof of most of them. But, you know, you can't argue with anybody. You can't tell somebody they're living a fantasy their whole life. It's impossible to do. You can't do it. They have to pop that bubble for themselves. You can't talk consciousness to consciousness unless you're on the level of their consciousness. You can never bring someone up to your consciousness level. You can only speak down consciousness level. And that's what all the teachers have done, all the prophets, all the Buddha, Jesus. They is like, damn, okay, I know all this spiritual information. How can I break this down simply for these fools? And Jesus did parables. Buddha did more demonstrations, you know. So what it really boils down to is like, what you believe is the truth. And it's just like, that's the truth. Whatever you believe in is the truth. So, love you. Bye.